This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hot dogs!
Hot dogs!
How about the gourmet here? You know what he wanted? Hot dogs.
Hot dogs, yep.
You know they make those things out of hot shit, you know?
Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs! Hot, hot, hot dogs!
Have you seen The Great Outdoors yet? No.
All right.
Okay. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Hot dog chatter. So we have an idea for the Buffalo Sabres. Free idea.
That we've stolen from another team.
All right, we're not going to tell you how to run your hockey department, but we might have some hot dog ideas. So I found today a story about the Milwaukee Brewers, and there was some sort of controversy about their hot dog club.
Mm-hmm.
To which...
A hot dog club.
Right. My reaction was, I'm sorry, hot dog club?
Yeah.
What's a hot dog club? There was something where there was a glitch, and people were being charged for... ketchup, a dollar for ketchup, and there was a dust-up. But anyway, that's not the story. The story is they have a hot dog club. So how does the hot dog club work at Brewers games? You become a hot dog club member, and you get to have a hot dog at every Brewers game for free. It's not free. You're paying for a membership.
Yeah, yeah.
But for $60, you become a hot dog VIP and get a hot dog at every home game you go to. You get a trucker hat that says Milwaukee Brewers Hot Dog Club.
Yep.
Something
which is awesome.
Something that says member only experiences. I've not found exactly what the member only experience is. Top dog recognition for most hot dogs redeemed, which means there's a hot dog king or queen.
Wow.
At the end of the season, we'll know if somebody ate 180 or whatever. There's only 81 home games. Who ate 81 hot dogs? Hot dog club.
Yeah.
So the idea for the Sabres is this. They do a hot dog of the day, and it's like $15. It's an expensive dog. So maybe $60 isn't right. But what about a hot dog club for the Sabres? It includes a hot dog for every game.
Yeah.
Now you can make it kind of like there was a bar when I was in college where they had a Beers of the World tour, and you got a hole punch for every beer that you drank around the world, and then you got your name on the wall once you drank all of them.
Yeah.
This was long ago, like before the craft beer thing, so it was – unique to have a lot of different beers. Do with hot dogs. The hot dog club, the Sabres hot dog club.
Oh, they
$100.
Gotta do
and that includes every hot dog of the day.
Right.
For every game you go to.
Custom hot dogs.
Hunt.
Or not custom, but you're like special.
You're paying
hot dogs.
The hot dog of the day is like $15. So you're seven dogs in, you're paying. It's paid for itself.
Yes. Yeah.
For the Brewers, and if you get a hat in there, it's even better. $60 for the Brewers. The hat is what? $20?
Yep.
So I've got to justify $40 worth of hot dogs at all my Brewers games.
Yeah.
How many hot dogs is that? Five?
It's not many.
Seven?
Yeah.
It's paid for itself. Membership fee to order hot dogs.
The Sabres.
Let's go.
Got to do this.
What's some member exclusive things that they could do?
That's what I really got to find out.
Make your own hot dog?
I've really got to find out what the member only experiences are for the hot dog club.
Hmm. What about like a? Have there been baseball teams that have had hot dog cannons?
Yes,
we could do like a hot dog cannon on top of a Zamboni. And if you're part of the hot dog club, like you eat, everyone gets their own home game. It's like, hey, January 7th against the Stars, Jeremy's going to be riding the Zamboni first intermission, shooting hot dogs at everybody.
I love this idea.
Yeah, that could be a member-only experience.
Member exclusive, you get to shoot the hot dog gun.
Yeah. Got to do it.
Hot dog club, we need it. Or the new stadium, new Bill Stadium, hot dog every day.
Yeah, but it's definitely, I mean, it's a Sabre staple now, isn't it?
Right. It's
a staple of Sabre games.
It's much better for the idea of baseball and or hockey, for that matter.
Yeah, because you get it more often.
More games.
Everyone should do it. Would Buffalo do something like a wing club that's the equivalent of it? A wing club where, although you don't really get wings at games, ever. I never have, at least. They have wings, though, don't they?
At Sabres games? I don't think so. I don't know.
Maybe they don't.
The problem with wings is the
bones.
Yeah. Nobody wants the leftovers of what you ate.
Right.
The great majority, I've never said this or thought this before, but try it on for size. The great majority of food items you're going to eat at a game involve no waste. It's all going in.
Right.
You got a tray, but other than that,
yeah,
ribs, chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
Peanuts, hold on, peanut shells,
if you get the 2-foot nachos.
Yeah, but that's easy to clean up. Peanut shells are easy to clean up. You just sweep them.
Right, and there's something different if there were just wing bones around the arena.
Yeah, like, that's nasty.
You'd be like, I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
That's nasty in comparison. The 2-foot nachos have the big boats you have to figure out how to
get
rid of.
That's right. Yeah, well, the trays.
Yeah, but trays are usually fine.
Those nachos are good.
Yeah, they are.
All right, so anyway, hot dog club, Sabres, go for it. Let's have it. Let's have a hot dog club. Hopefully Eric Stahl's listening. He's got, you know, hey.
This is the new idea.
Just introduce this and say, first order of business, I'm introducing the Eric Stahl hot dog club. And already Joe is softening his stance on Eric Stahl's return.
Yeah, whatever. I'm over it. He works for the team now.
Now he's the guy that brought the hot dogs, the club, to existence.
Listen, he can, if someday, I'll be fine if someday next to his awful 06 Hurricanes Stanley Cup ring, he could put a Sabres Stanley Cup ring next to it. That'd be sweet. Man, that feels like another planet, though, doesn't it? Because that, I was thinking about that with them the other day. Like, it's kind of like the Bills drought, where your whole existence is just end the drought, end the drought, end the drought. Can we ever see a team with these guys as their best players, like, winning rounds?
Sure.
Like, going deep into the playoffs? Because that's another existence. You can get lucky, right? Like, the Blues were a second away from pulling off an upset against the number one team in the NHL over the course of the regular season. So it happens. Hockey's usually a little bit more parity. But I don't know. Just I was thinking about the other day. Like, they're going to break the drought at some point.
Yep.
They're going to do it. It has to happen eventually. They have enough good players where I don't know how long it'll take. It could take another 5 years. But like with Dahlin on the team, they're going to break the drought. But will they ever be a team that goes deep into the playoffs? I mean, we had the stats on Minnesota last week. Minnesota has made the playoffs 11 times since the Sabres have, and they've got out of the first round like once. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit of cross that bridge when you get there, but once upon a time, this team said their sole existence was to win the Stanley Cup. So,
does that feel like their sole reason for existence right now?
No, their sole existence is to break the playoff
to make a playoff appearance. Yeah.
Yes.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. My wife texted in, the Bisons could do the hot dog club, which is right. But
yeah,
I wonder how many people go to enough Bisons games. Then again, Bisons.
It would get you to go to more Bisons games.
Make a $15 personal hot dog license, and all of a sudden, anytime I go to that game, I get a free hot dog waiting for me.
Yeah.
I go to more games.
If you're in the area, it's like, oh, what we should do for lunch? Let me see if the Bisons are playing right now.
Yeah.
Dinner and a show.
Want to take a trip down memory lane? Owen just sent me a clip. Yeah, beat the Tominator radio the contest. Yeah, well, there's a... So, oh man, what year is this? Hold on, I'll get you the answer here.
Beat the dot like Hashik?
Yeah. Okay, the Ottawa series. This was... Look, at there's Howard, and he sent me a video. It's Howard and me, a young me. Boy, it's 2006.
Howard with a beard in this one.
We had playoff beards.
Oh,
we were growing up playoff
beards. What's that like?
And look at my playoff beard, like non-existent. I was young enough where I'd even growing it out, it didn't really do anything.
Yeah.
The video is of a contest. We had a couple different contests for playoff tickets during the Philly series, the Ottawa series, and the Islanders series, I can remember.
Okay.
This is the one of the three I don't remember. Beat the Dominator. It was Hasek cut out in front of the net, and people are shooting pucks at it, and if you did, you got entered to win tickets. This one I don't remember. Two that I do remember. One, we had a Jim Steakout steak eating contest, Philly cheesesteak. First fastest eater maybe got tickets to the Flyers, right? The cheesesteak tie-in. You can't. I don't think you can even do contests like that legally anymore. You can't ask people to eat fast.
Okay.
But back then you could. It was lawless, Joe. It was lawless, I tell you. The other one I remember contest that we ran is the Sabres Islanders series. How old are you for that?
13.
You would have been able
12,
to,
12, 13.
You would have been able to do this.
12.
This entering this contest maybe. That contest, we were out at maybe a Manhattan Bagel.
Manhattan Bagel.
Something like, it was a bagel store for sure.
Okay.
Bagel store. Where they sell bagels. I guess that is a bagel shop.
Bagel shop.
Okay, whatever.
Got to be bagel shop.
The contest was, there was a net, and there was another goalie cut out, and there was a top corner, and you had to, with a hockey stick, rip a bagel into the top corner of
the...
Yes, and if you did...
That is a challenge.
You're one of the finalists to win tickets to the Sabres-Islanders game two.
You were shooting a bagel.
Shooting a bagel. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whole bagel?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't sliced?
Whole bagel.
Okay.
Those are the contests I remember.
I feel like that feels like that would be easy. Easier than other food items.
Well, the problem is, you know,
if I needed to shoot a food item with a hockey stick into a corner to win something, I might choose a bagel.
True. However, in contests like this, you only get one try.
Yeah.
And I bet you would shoot it once, and as soon as you shoot it once, you're like, I bet I could do it on the second try. But you only get one. There's no warm-up shots.
Learn about the weight.
You're going to rip that bagel to the top corner, and you're getting out.
That was my first question, was like, how many attempts you get with the bagel?
Also, how stale is the bagel? Because I feel like if it's a harder bagel, it'll be easier to shoot.
Can I ask when it was cooked? Because, right, if it was the day before bagel.
Hard. Harder.
Yeah.
Good questions. I don't remember. It was 2007.
Playoff memories.
It was 18 years ago where we had people shoot bagels into a hockey net.
19 years ago today was Game 2, Sabres and Senators, a game I remember nothing about.
Oh, I'll tell you everything about that game.
I know who scored because I have the game log in front of me. I don't remember anything.
05-06?
Yep.
That's Ryan Miller, 48 saves. including one that Spezza came back. That's the wow, double wow
save.
Spezza gets it between his legs, and he hangs his right leg back and keeps it out.
Yeah. 43 saves on 44 shots,
okay. By the way. Wow. Double wow. Okay. From RJ.
That moment I definitely remember. Yeah.
That was...
Talinder and like there are like two other Sabres that are like... They're jumping into the crease behind Miller because they think the puck is like rolling out. But
that
he
was
it, he
holding on for dear life to win that game. Did Drury...
Yeah, the Sabres... Do you know what the shots were in that game?
Did Drury score on the power play in that game? He scored from the low circle on the power play maybe to go up?
No.
Okay, that's maybe game one then?
No, Dumont and Hesch.
Or game five he scored there?
Dumont and Hesch both score, and it was both were even strength.
Okay.
In this one.
But they won 2-1?
They won 2-1.
2-1.
And
shots are 43-19.
44-17.
Okay.
Wow.
Emery 15 saves on 17 shots.
Listen, that series.
Holy cow.
lost in that series, that Sabres-Senator series. Sabres win game one, which is like the most amazing game ever played.
Yep.
Game two, they win it like that, and they're coming back to Buffalo, and it becomes like, they might do this. Because the Senators were the big, bad Sens. Like, holy cow, they're amazing. Could the Sabres do this?
Yeah.
They win game three in overtime.
The fluttering the puck over the shoulder by Dumont.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I remember, so this is a callback, but we talked to Owen earlier in this hour about Hellebuyck changing his pads.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Spezza either shaved or got a haircut between games three and four.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a big no-no.
Well, the point was...
In the playoff, if it was the beard.
The point was, we're losing 3-0. Just going to...
Got to switch it up.
Got to do something.
Wow. Yeah.
Shaving in playoffs would be crazy.
Well, they won game four.
Wow.
And then they lost game five.
Also, remember when I realized Emery was terrible.
Oh.
Well,
it might have been just right away in game one. Right.
They did lose to him the next year.
They did.
Also,
it's true.
As part of that series where they beat the Sens to go on to play Carolina, this would have been, if Twitter was a thing, you know, a flame. I'm pretty sure Barry Melrose picked Ottawa to come back from down 3-0 to beat the Sabres.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
The conversation on was,
wow.
Ottawa's lost 3 1-goal games. They're the better team. Are they going to come back? Because they won game four.
Yeah.
Yes, Ottawa will come back and win the series, and the Sabres win in game five.
In overtime.
Yep. Joe writes in, Joe Bob, I was there for the bagel shop on Walden by the old flea market. Bagel J's? Yup. Definitely.
Bagel J's.
Right there by the flea market on Walden. 100% that's where it was.
Someone tweeted and also that Drury power play goal you might be thinking of was game four. Or game three, five. Game three, excuse me. Drury scored on the power play in game. He might have scored a couple power play goals.
I thought he scored a goal on the power play in Ottawa one, but it's fine.
So funny to look back on these game logs and just see how many penalties were called.
Yeah.
Like, I've got game three open. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 minor penalties in the first period.
8 minor penalties in the first period.
And none of them were like...
You could watch a
hooking interference, tripping, cross-checking interference, holding, roughing, rough. Like, it wasn't like a brawl that happened.
You could watch a 6-game series and not get 8 minor penalties.
All right, two of them. One was offsetting. Briere and Neal both got called for roughing at the same time.
That's nightmare fuel for a goalie to get into a game.
8 minor penalties. The whole period was spent with someone not on the advantage.
That was always the worst.
All right, we'll get a break in Extendo Sports coming up, then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.